get vaccinated. That's the message today in Mississippi and Tennessee from First Lady Jill Biden. She and country star Brad Paisley are touring vaccination sites in Jackson and Nashville to encourage people to get inoculated. The state of Tennessee has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with about 40% of people having received a single dose. Only 35% are fully vaccinated. And nationwide, kids 12 to 17 years old, the group that needs parental approval to get shots, is also seeing a lag in inoculations. Fewer than a third have had a single dose. Well, for more on why this matters, let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez from the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development and Baylor College. And Dr. Hotez joins us via Skype. Welcome back.
No, thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for being here. We were reading a recent UK study that shows the surge there is fueled by children who are 5 times more likely to test positive. Here in the United States, how do you explain the low numbers among children? What's stopping parents from going ahead with the shots?
Well, particularly in adolescents, and it varies by country. So as you pointed out, fewer than 10% of the adolescents 12 to 17 are immunized in states like Louisiana, Mississippi. It's much better up in the Northeast. So it very much varies geographically. And this is important because what we've seen with the Delta variant in the UK is a lot of young people getting sick. You know, as the older individuals have become vaccinated, it leaves the younger groups much more vulnerable. So I'm worried potentially about a big surge this summer like we saw last summer, but a bit different in that lots of unvaccinated young people, especially in the southern United States, are going to get sick and be hospitalized.
I want to talk more about that, but I first want to talk with you about these rare vaccine side effects in the under 30 age group, and that's heart inflammation. The CDC is reporting about 300 cases of a condition out of more than 20 million vaccinations, no fatalities. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, so, well, increasingly it looks like there is a relationship between what's being called myocarditis or pericarditis, inflammation of the heart or the sac around the heart, and COVID-19 in vaccinations in young people, although I still point out it's far lower than the rates of those same conditions, myocarditis, pericarditis, in young people who actually get COVID-19. So it's only a fraction of that. But the CDC is going to be looking at this. So the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, is scheduled to meet tomorrow, I believe, to have a full discussion of it. Right. Increasingly, it looks like there is an association, but again, quite rare, as you point out, 300 cases out of 20 million. What is that, about 1 in 70,000? So I think that's what we have to keep in mind. And myocarditis from COVID-19 among young people is quite high. The University of Michigan did a study a while back showing that a significant number, I think it was 2 to 3% of infected athletes, had significant heart issues because of myocarditis due to COVID-19. So that's the piece to keep in mind.
Do you think that the CDC will change any recommendations based on their findings during this meeting tomorrow?
I don't think so, given that it's rare and it's so far more common with the actual virus. So that's it's all about risk versus benefit. And given the fact that we're about to see Delta variant rip through the South and other parts of the country where lots of people are not vaccinated, I think we'll have to keep that in mind, because what we'll see is a lot of young people with the Delta variant getting myocarditis and many other conditions, including long-haul COVID, neurologic sequelae. So that's going to be the consideration.
You know, I have only about 30 seconds with you, but what's your message for parents who are hearing all of this and they're just worried as they go into the summer?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of questions about it. I say if it gives you some comfort, it's just another day before ACIP meets and you'll have we'll have some additional clarification. I said if the ACIP wasn't meeting for weeks, I would go ahead and recommend getting your adolescent kid vaccinated, or if you're a young adult, getting vaccinated. If you want to wait one extra day, I think it's okay. But remember, this Delta variant is coming because it'll take 2 doses, 5 weeks to get fully immunized.
Dr. Peter Hotez from Baylor University, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.